this is the duplicate tape from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minutes. Tape 2.
Immigration.
Yeah. I only was 10. Oh. And they wanted new bowel movement. Took those masks, examining whether you had sickness or not. When I go to Hong Kong, they took those masks. I couldn't get anything out. So my father got some from another woman in Castlefield, put in my bowl. Oh. So they examined, did I have it? That kind of sickness. She don't have it.
Oh.
A lot embarrassed when back to 60, 70 years.
60, 70 years. Yeah.
But now, that's make it the Chinese, wherever they go, if somebody embarrassed you, you're going to get trouble.
Has there been any time in which you wish that you were not Chinese?
No, I still, Chinese wasn't anything wrong.
Okay.
Even if I want, if I will be back next life, I'm not ashamed to be a Chinese.
Good.
Why should I want to be Englishman or what? What's wrong with the Chinese?
How many kids you have now?
I have 4 boys and 4 girls. Four I lost one daughter.
Can you give me their age? You know, how many years? Let's see, you have 4 boys?
4 boys and 4 girls.
4 boys, do you prefer to have boys than girl? Or?
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference.
If it's good, is there any difference between boys and girls? If a boy or bad, is there any difference?
No difference. What type of a job do you like your kids to have?
Well, I've been I try to have some kid to be a farmer. I like some kids to be doctors, and I have some, like some kids to be a pharmacy. You try to tell them you had no choice. It's up to them to choose it. Like I want one boy sent back to China in 1946. Leng Nam won the best China agriculture school. China. He went to 6 or 7 different colleges. He couldn't finish. And then I said, I know you can finish. If you can lift 100 pounds, try to lift 50 pounds. If you can lift 50 pounds, lift 25 pounds. If somebody else takes 4 years, you take 8 years. You couldn't take 8 years. Take 12 years, little by little. If there's not benefit to me, this is your life, not my life. If you learn that trade, from next generation, yeah, live comfortable. I never live comfortable myself. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to keep following my career. Because I had no schooling. 2 of my brothers, my father educated them. They had a, see.
Okay. You are in your profession, being as a restaurant owner.
Yeah, restaurant.
How many people work for you?
Oh, 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Are they all Chinese?
No. white girl, two waitresses and one Chinese cook.
Oh, one Chinese cook.
And sometimes some Navy boy, they came to my restaurant, they want Chinese food. They want a fish meatball and so on. And I said, I can't give you that during dinner. You have to come around. I like to cook for you because they left the parents at home. They want that kind of food. But I like to cook for you. I wish you can come back after 7 o'clock. After now, you can have it. Sometimes they come in, help me wash this and so on, so on.
Hmm. Where did you learn how to do this kind of work in a restaurant?
With my father.
So
we had
your
a restaurant in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's stop.
Come down. I can sell this house. I bought that house for $15,000. Less than 1 year, somebody offered me 30. I said, you don't come down, I can sell it. He said, I'm not come down. So finally he said, my father had a ranch of 35 acres in Santa Barbara, all plant lemon on Harvest Avenue. Well, now
they all plant what?
Lemon.
Lemon. Talk about lemon trees.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the location where the San Marcos High School on Harvest Avenue in Santa Barbara, that's 35 acres and them. From my father, they paid $70,000. They took over there to build high school. And so he got $70,000, he gave most. My father said to me, he said, you're not rich. Your brother have no job, not married. Most of my money I give to your brother. He still don't hate me that. I said, absolutely, I'm not hate nobody else. I have 2 feet, 2 good feet, and 2 good hands. I make my own money. You give whoever you want it, go ahead, give it. Whatever you trouble, you always can come to me. So I bought this house. He said, no, I'm not coming. So he sent one of my brothers back to Hong Kong, got married. He brought his wife to the United States. Less than 2 months, he called my father stink. So my father said, I won't come down. I said, I've been asked you, I bought that house. I just sold it. Now my house is too small. Yeah, I had a garage fixed up, with light, everything fixed up, nice room. Only thing I can let you have. But I hate that way. I asked you, I bought that house, not for myself, for you to live with us. You won't come down.
When you have the restaurant here, has there been any time in which you like to get away from that kind of business and work in a maybe an aircraft or a steel mill or being a bricklayer or anything like that?
That's not my line because I haven't had that schooling. Mm-hmm. Like now, I have one boy, he goes to 6-7 different college. He couldn't finish. I tried to ask him to study farming so I can get some rent. So we can farm. Whatever kind of farm, I don't mind. He don't like it, he's the one that no trade. He go more school than all other 7 kids. I have one, he has 2 master's degrees. He's a manager of Northrop. And I have 2 druggies.
That's very good.
See, this have to be somebody in the future. If they want to go, my children, I don't think they ever want to go back to China.
Okay.
Because they are Melbourne born, all born in this country. I couldn't interpret it English.
Okay, maybe at this time, maybe you could just read it off in Chinese, and we just get it off.
See? I don't know how I got those. When 1933, I went back to China, and I stayed out in the recreation hall and talked with different people about my age. Like sometimes I go over Lingham, and some of the Lingham people that belong to Xiao Yan Hong. Sometimes I go over there. So in during that time, you know, in China, everybody smoked opium. They lay there, smoke opium, and discuss a lot of things. So I don't know how I got that. And they call, I use Nsaito. That's what they call me. I'm the one yet young. Jiang Tu, Kun Fu, not Kun Fu. I mean, Kun Chak, I Sam, Kun Chung, I mean, Kun Fu. You are using Nsaito, I'm going to hang that. Could they appear more Simon Jack? 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 More Simon 我也云呢，云呢顺，依今啲就呢顺。我係我呢，要點翻中國？何時發起好？將來我哋越南呢？的越南呢？成幾愛？係唔行嘅喎。你過去要幾愛嘅？誒？要幾愛嘅？十幾愛嘅咧？十幾愛。
And Nikosi on Nikosi or Kokoyama.
Eh?
Kosi, Li or Kochilama.
Eh? Sipio, you know, Sipio.
Okay. Good Niga Manga on that tree.
My reason, I bet all you go on, haul you come one, sang you go on, you kill him. Must it take with me to silent? The call on? Low chin sealer. One white dang, sang you go on to you. A jang do the cell child, I need no cell tune, I sam no cell tune. This Simon, Bessie Yi, Annie Yi, and Minnie Yi. And some toy. Chết quán, chết phố, chết nhịn. Xeo trái nó bệnh là quý sĩ ý.
Bé
sĩ ý. Sáng như mình có sức gì đấy, những người sức lượng như thế. Mình sĩ chất sản lắm. Nó án là cái nào. Có ngồi hồng nè, phải nhìn nè, có ngồi mà đặt án. Ngồi.
Ngồi đó sắm đó là, ngồi
我的事情是什么?他是喊他叔啊，我又喊他哥哥爱我呀。你明白？即系做嘢 ，yes, see, just like a general, major general.
But I'm wondering, his father is older. How come his is?
Let me explain to you. See, like general, full general, major general, and so on, a captain, lieutenant. See. Does make a difference? Your father was a lieutenant. I'm captain. I'm younger than him. He had to salute me. That's what it means. See? Same way Chinese had that rank. See, if we don't, the way I figure, see, like now, if I don't keep that, I try to teach my children to keep that. In the future, like a Chinese in Vietnam. They've been there for 5 generations. Now take them around, they don't know where they come from. If you're Vietnam for 3-4 generations, you kick out, you wouldn't know it. Maybe your father never told to you where you come from. I talked to several Vietnam people. Why United States doing that way? No, means that Truman do such a thing. If China been with United States, World War I, World War II, why the hell he helped Russia? Just like Kennedy, you remember in Cuba. Tell Russia, you move out Cuba. You don't move out, I gonna get you out. Then Russia move right out in Cuba. If during that time, if Deng Kaixiao with United States, Truman can tell Russia same way. You stay the hell out of China. Get out. You don't, I will put you out. Then he scared the hell out of Russia that communist national government brought the China. How the Russia or communist go to Vietnam fight against United States. United States lose that war in Vietnam, more people than, more money than World War II. That's Truman's fault. See now, he has trouble with Russia now, with Tehran now. He tried to get communists with United States, China. I don't think those communists are stupid. You can double cross somebody else, you can double cross us. I don't know. I don't know. That's your idea, your figure, and my figure. It's up to your mind. What to think. You didn't trust it, the company will trust United States or not. I don't know. Because China been, Deng Kaixiao been trust United States for all those years. When after the war, he pulled the rug, let poor get out to get Deng Kaixiao to stay in Formosa. And 3 years ago, I went back, talked to different people. Some people say, they signed a treaty with Formosa in the United States. If no treaty, Formosa will be on Russia's side. To the Russia side. And then Russia used Formosa as a base. United States will have more trouble than anything else.
Do you come to Angel Island?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
My gondola. You
get a gondola.
Let's see. Well, during that time, they put me in Angel Island. They say I have some kind of sickness. And in a boat, they put me down in the bottom. Give me castor oil to clean up my stomach. My father brought one woman, the neighbor of in Castlefield. She came on second class because those bowel movement, I haven't had any. My father just used knife, took one from her bowl into my bowl. I have it, but she don't have it. And then she saw, my father saw me sometimes sneak down the hole and saw me. That time only 10 years old, my father was getting tea, treat the boy like that. And sometimes that woman on the, she came on second class. She threw some of the bran, put some butter, threw it down, let me have some.
How long were you there?
I can't remember now.
You can't remember.
Yeah, but my wife was about 1 week.
You stayed for 1 week?
Yeah. And Mr. Cumberland of the San Francisco church.
Yeah.
She got all information from Santa Barbara and church.
Have you seen her?
What?
Mrs. Cumberland?
Yeah, I seen her, but that was about 1921. 21, 31, 41, 51, 61, 71, over 50 years. How can I remember now?
Mm-hmm. How did the other Chinese feel in Angel Island when you were there? Were they very angry, or have there? Do you know of any that have stayed there for a longer period of time?
Well, I wasn't stayed there. Wasn't too long.
Not too long.
But I can't remember to tell you exactly.
Did they ever ask you any questions?
They don't. Yeah, they ask you.
They ask you questions.
Yeah, ask a lot of questions.
What kind of questions do they ask you?
Ask you your village, face what, and so on. What is in the back, and how many street from so on, and have to draw out my village. Ask how many uncle I had, how many brother I had, my father age, and so on. All kind of questions.
Were you afraid?
No, because
we are
genuine for several generations. Wasn't anything crooked. Everything I tell, he asked any question. I wasn't buying paper, other paper, come to the United States. Our paper, I read it from our own family.
How was your father able to get the farm that he had up in Santa Barbara?
Well, when that time, I think Steve got married that time. And he got married 46. And he came down to attend the party and brought some cake back to Santa Barbara and distributed to some of the friends and relatives that my daughter got married. And he taken to that ranch. He was a friend of ours. He belonged to the Jin family. And took it to him, I gave him some few cake, and then he said, this rent for sale. My father was intending to buy a house near us. I said, the house are not too good investment. And just like a couple blocks in there, they asked for $30,000. And that time, he said, this is a good rent for lemon. And so my father told me to buy it. I said, all right. And finally, my mother said, no, you better let your father buy it instead of you. So my father bought it. So my brother, both are not married, they went to school. And then he planted some lemon. And during the meantime, he planted some tomato or lima bean to get some money, extra money, pay for the tax of the rent. And then what? I don't know, 54 or 55. She need that for school. So they condemn it. He paying $30,000. He condemn it. Pay him. He got quite a few hundred lemon trees already on production for 5-6 years. And the city give you $70,000. You had no choice. Either you fight or the lawyer took it. Just like I have the peace party downtown now. They give me so much, I'm not satisfied. I hire a lawyer, I already spent $2,000-$3,000. Haven't come out.
If you were to do this all over again, like if you're coming to the United States, would you have done anything any different?
Well, if my father gave me education, it would be different. I just depend my 2 feet and 2 hands. I had no choice. Mm-hmm. Work in the laundry for $3 a week. If you had the school, it's different. Like my brother, they went to Lang Nam, stayed there 4 or 5 years, and came to Stanford, stayed there 2 or 3 years, and then tried to get PhD degree. He went up there, finally he come to take the examination. He couldn't pass. Because my father said, I couldn't do with that. If they're good, they will treat you good. But now, they listen to their wife. Nothing but give me hell. Send me some my children.
Okay.
You love your kid. When that not They're not married yet. They're all good for you. Mm-hmm. If they get married, nothing to sex mania. I call them sex mania. Listen, they're cheap old wife. I call them lousy wife that way. The parents give them the book all those years, give them the money, help buy the house, give them the money, build the beans. We first round, listen the wife, make all kind of trouble. First, you have to investigate who's wrong, who's right. If my wife wrong, I won't stand for 24 hours. Pack up your goddamn thing and get the hell out.
How many children you have? Can you give me the name and how many kids they have?
Yeah. I have one daughter, okay. Bessie, the oldest one.
None, right?
None.
Okay.
Annie has three.
Okay.
And Minnie has three boys. Lucy has two boys. Jack has two boys and two girls. Jean has three boys and two girls. And Lillian, two boys and two girls. Art, two boys and two girls. Gary has one boy now. Going to be another one this year.
Oh. See, well, I, so actually you have about 25 grandchildren, 25 and a half grandchildren.
I never figured.
No, this one is a great.
Yeah. That's a great grandchild. Great.
Yeah. Oh, this will be a great grade. Yeah.
Gary's an in-law.
Oh.
Gary's
end of this interview.